You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Detroit weather.
Uh-oh, that popped up out of nowhere.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
It's time to do When We Want to Weather.
Why the hell are we doing it now?
Because we want to.
Because we damn well wanted to. All right, fine. Your weather forecast looks this way tonight. A little bit of rain showers, not big time. It's going to be a little misty out there. We should get down to a low of about 36 degrees. Tomorrow, we jump up to 60 tomorrow. Cloudy skies, more rain in the forecast, a warm front moving through. Saturday and Sunday, a little cooler, but sunny in the, about 50 degrees or so. And then we're in the 40s for the next 6 days. Currently in Metro Detroit, it's a little misty in 38. That's When We Want to Weather.
Why we do it now?
We damn well wanted to. I'm telling you, looking at this forecast, after we hit 60 tomorrow, when is it going to warm up around here? We're talking already middle April before we're going to
Minnesota up by 3 with 4.8, so here we go.
So less than 5 seconds to go at MSG.
What is the timeout?
And the Goofers are up by 3. Ricky Pitino trying to prevent Larry Brown from making history tonight. And that would not be a terrific thing. What else we got house cleaning? Rob, you got anything to promote? You haven't done that lately.
No. Just the same old right now. Nothing new
you
other than...
You got your click on. You got
click
your
on Detroit.com.
Shadow League.
Shadow League column, of course, every Monday there. Click on Detroit every Monday and Friday. And, of course, Sports Fall Edition every Sunday night at 11:30.
And I'm pushing my old Fox 2 stuff. So if you want to see some of my old Fox 2 stuff, I want more hits on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in the search bar, Mark Wilson Fox 2. Hours of viewing pleasure. You'll see some of the old great stuff from Sparky, Captain Waino. When the Wings began their run, playing the Avalanche and all that, the day that Chris Draper got smashed in by Lemieux, by Claude Lemieux, all that stuff's on there. So just check it out at Mark Wilson Fox 2 on YouTube.
And also, Mark, right now, let's take the fourth caller. If you want to go try out this new Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe on Northwestern Highway, call us up.
There.
The fourth caller, 248-848-1130. We have a gift certificate, gift card for you to go try it out on Northwestern Highway.
All right, so anyhow, Daniel Murphy, not David Murphy. The two kind of get confused sometimes in the majors. Daniel Murphy, hold on, I'll get there. Daniel Murphy's playing for the Mets. His wife's having a baby. And Murphy's
having my baby. There you go. Who made that song?
It's a great song. Having my baby, what a lovely way of telling how much you love me.
Right.
I'm having my baby.
I can't remember. Don't look it
Why
up.
Why do you
I'm
do just, that,
don't look it up. Don't
EP,
look it up.
Find out who did the song, Having My Baby, and put it on the screen, please.
I can't remember.
Having my... Wasn't Paul Anka?
No.
Charlie Pride? Who did... It's going to bother me. So Daniel Murphy... Too much old school. Daniel Murphy, Mets second baseman... He goes and takes paternity leave. The MLB Players Association allows
it's
players.
It's new now. That's in the collective bargain. It
never was. 3 days off. 3 days off to go to be with your wife when she's having a baby, whether it's your first or your 100th. Whether you're a Duggar or you're a...
he'd never play if it was one of those
Dugar or whatever they call it. And then who's the other people with the...
18 kids or whatever.
Goslin. They had the 8 kids or... Kate and John plus 8. John
right.
and Kate plus 8. So Murphy goes. He says, I want to be there. I want to be there for the birthing of my child. I want to be with my wife, and I want to, make it happen. Jimmy Rollins is right now on paternity leave. He left yesterday. Jimmy Rollins of the Phillies. So guys are taking advantage of this very thing. Well, both Mike Francesa, the two big hot shots on the air in New York, and Boomer Esiason, who does the show with Craig Carton, the morning show.
They both trashed him.
They just absolutely said strange things like, I know Boomer's line was something about she should have waited or had the C-section before the season started, as if she had control of that.
Well, they could schedule a C-section, Mark.
Francesa says you don't run out of your team, even for a... He said, his line was, you can get a nanny to be there. You don't have to physically be there.
Minnesota wins.
Are you that disappointed?
Yeah, LB, that would have been a cool story for him. I mean, that doesn't matter, you know what I mean, but it would have been a cool story.
I remember when they won in 93. I think that was Uncle Clem, wasn't it? Was it Haskins that was there at the
Might
time?
Might have been.
Anyhow, Minnesota has won the NIT, the National Nobody's Interested Tournament.
Yes, okay.
Over SMU, 65-63 the final. The Nobody's Interested goes to the Big Ten wins it, people. Give it up to the Gophers of the Big Ten. For winning the NIT. Isn't that exciting? 248-848-1130. Daniel Murphy, and he came back today. He went 1-for-3. And, of course, the Mets lost again anyhow. He had a run scored. He's a very big part of Terry Collins and what the Mets are trying to do. They're at least trying. They did sign Curtis Granderson, and they have a pitching staff of some semblance. You know, although Matt Harvey's out because of the, you know,
he's
Tommy
a big
John
part
surgery.
Of their future, obviously. Yeah. And Wheeler, Mark, they got a couple of young guys.
Zach Wheeler.
Right.
So where do you stand? Come on, Rob Parker.
Should
this even be a thing?
Yeah, it should be. And I think,
tell me why.
If it was a natural birth and you couldn't help or anything, but it was a C-section, Mark. You know what you do? You schedule C-sections. It could have been scheduled before. I totally agree. It's not a natural childbirth. I'm not saying natural, but, you know, where she was in a cab and they were on their way to the hotel for opening day. That's totally different to me. It was scheduled. Schedule for the off day. Schedule it for day two. Schedule it for the day before, right?
C-sections are scheduled, Mark.
They're scheduled.
This is more than just a C-section.
No, it's not.
This is about a guy who 25 years from now wants to remember the birth of his baby, and he won't remember a lousy series against the Nationals.
Mark, they have video. They have everything you want to see if you want to see a baby. A lot of guys, this is new. A lot of guys never saw their kids be
born. Oh, can I tell you a story?
A lot.
You know who my baseball hero is?
Who?
Ron Santo.
Yes.
He's passed on, obviously. He's in the Hall of Fame posthumously. One of the worst things ever to not put him in while he was alive so he could enjoy it. That's another story. Santo, if I'm not mistaken, this is the story. When Ron Santo's baby was first born, the Cubs had just started a two-week road trip out west. That's what they used to do. They used to always play everybody. Giants, Dodgers, Padres, get them all out of the way. So I think it was Jeffy. I think Jeffy's the youngest or the oldest of the kids. So someone asked Ron. I think it was might have been Dave Nightingale, was writer for the Tribune at the time. He said, "Are you missing the?" He said, "What are you talking about? Your first baby's being born." He said, "I'm a ball player.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere. I did not see his son for 2 weeks
because Mark in those,
wasn't even a consideration.
In those days, it was totally different. You didn't give up your spot." Mark, you didn't give up your spot on a team.
Well, he knew that also Carmen Fanzone would have had to play third base for the Cubs at the time, and that would have been horrible. And I think DeRocher was still managing when he had his first child, and Leo would have killed him.
My friend Deb from Philly says, no woman wants a C-section. Are you crazy? I know, Deb, but sometimes you got to have a C-section.
Go get C-section. That's
terrible. You know, so what, you can't wear a two-piece. Just wear one piece.
Are we taking Bob, by the way, or is he the winner?
Bob is.
Okay. Is he the winner? I can take Keith. Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Rob, you know, I got a question. Not to be personal, but are you still, would you want to see your son, you know, is being born?
Would I?
As a father who has lost someone, a child, I'm just curious, you know, would you have wanted it? I mean, that was a special time.
Yeah, but look, your situation is unique, and I'm not going to sit here and say it's, you know what I mean, that's a very delicate situation. Of course, if Daniel Murphy didn't go and, God forbid, something happened, it would be devastating. There's no doubt about it, okay? So I get that. But in this situation where it was a scheduled C-section, is all they're saying, is that she could have scheduled it before the season started or a couple of days. That was the difference. So he could have been there. I'm not saying that he didn't have to be there.
Rob, but what I'm saying is you don't know how that's going to play out. You don't know how that's going to play out. You don't know what life holds for you. You know what's going to happen tomorrow morning. You know, my son was walking across the street and got hit by an 18-wheeler. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how the cards are laid out. So you spend every second. Are your parents still alive? Mm-hmm.
No, my parents are gone. No, they're gone.
Okay, you spend every second you can with anybody that you love because you never know what's going to happen.
But I'm also, and I hear your story, and I'm not, I get it. I mean, I my heart goes out. All I'm saying to you is there are circumstances where people who work for other people are out of the country, and these things happen all the time. And I know just hear me out. Can you hear me out? If everybody could have their way, nobody would have to go to work. They could go to every Little League game with their kids. You can't do that. Sometimes you have to go to work. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't. So you can't. No, wait a minute. So you can't watch your kid every basketball game, every at bat.
Talk about
that.
From being born.
No, but I'm just saying, Mark. He's saying
you're going to extremes.
Spend every minute you can, but you can't always.
I'm just saying this is just one incident. He's a baseball player. You know, there's 162 more games available. How long has he been playing baseball? He's been playing baseball what, 4 or 5 years, and he can't miss one game. One?
It's not one game. It's two games. It's two games, and you get 3 days off.
But he'll never get that back.
There are a lot of guys, and I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot
of day in there too.
There's a lot of guys who have never seen who didn't see. Now, I'm not saying all their kids, but have missed some of their kids because
But this is with the new collective bargaining because they couldn't take off, you know, because they would be penalized. This is something. This is like a new territory.
Oh no, I know it is new because other players have missed their kids. Like Mark just gave the great story about Ron Santos. So it wasn't even a question in the old days.
You didn't even think about it.
You didn't even think about it. You wouldn't even take off.
He saw the kid when he got home.
I think that the emphasis needs to be put a little bit more on the children right now when they're little while they're around because you know then we have all these problems later on. That little moment that he got, that he saw his son, you know, being born, it'll always be with him and he'll always treasure it and that can't be taken away from him because you don't know what life is going to hold.
I agree. I hear you. I hear you totally,
Thank
Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Yep,
I appreciate it. I got the point.
That's a different situation. Right, I got it. I hear it.
I have to believe if I was a Major League Baseball player and I know that there's a provision that allows me to miss 3 days for the birth of my first child or second child, whatever number, I don't even care the number. Any child should be special. I would say I would take that opportunity. I doubt I would not take that and say, nah, screw it, I don't have to do that. I think I would. Now, I can't. You can turn right back to me and say, you don't know that yet because you have not had a
right.
kid.
I'm the same way, Mark. You know what? You know me. I like to record everything. I have my whole life, you know, pictures, video. I got all that. And don't get me wrong.
It's brutal.
Now, we have another caller now. That's something else? Who is that?
No.
No? Okay.
You told me no.
Okay. No. I'm just wondering why he's holding on. 248-848-1130. And let's have EP come in a little bit. And talk about, because he just had a baby. How old is your daughter? How many months? 5 months. So he just went through this.
That is so sweet.
Just had a baby, okay? So we'll have that. But, Mark, I get it. Some people, some fathers do miss it because they have to work. If you're a big-time executive and there's a big business deal, Mark, that's in Tokyo and your wife is close and this is your business, you might have to go to Tokyo, right? You might, Mark. It's
but
nice to say that.
That's kind of an extenuating circumstance.
All I'm saying is, why didn't he have a C-section scheduled ahead of time?
All right, we'll take more of your calls. 248-848-1130. You know what else today is, Rob, don't you?
It's a TV theme song Thursday.
Gary, this better be up because this is a good one. Big finish. And Gary, hang tight. We got a live read coming up that Rob's going to do. Like what was they saying? Position 14 is now available.
What was the other one, Mark? What was the name of Sally and Buddy, but what was his name? Maury Amsterdam. Only Maury. What kind of name
Maury
is
Amsterdam.
That? I know, Maury Amsterdam. All right. Rob Parker here for Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe. And let me tell you, Mark, they're reinventing soul food in great-tasting superfoods with no meat in the mix. Power up on Southern-style veggie proteins, savory sides, and smoothies made fresh and fast. You can either dine in or carry out. Go meatless at Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe, located on Northwestern Highway, north of 12 Mile in the Sunset Strip. It's presented by my buddy Patrick there, Beans and Cornbread. So try Southern Nosh today. Pick up the phone, call 248-352-1682. That's Southern Nosh
so good.
Vegetarian Soul Cafe, Mark.
So good.
248-352-1682.
Are you getting the subliminal? So good.
Hey, Mark?
Yes, it's so good. Yes.
Go get Southern Nosh.
Carlos, Barry, you're next up. Sports Night with Parker the Man. 248-848-1130. WDFM the Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Lisa Welchel still looks amazing. Was she on the Facts of Life? Or was that the? Yeah, it was Facts of Life. Was that the lady who did all the chicks? Tootie, was Tootie on that one? Facts of Life. It was Mrs. Garrett, right?
Mrs. Garrett, right?
Charlotte, yeah, Lisa
right.
Welchel was the hot one. She's still that hot.
Really?
2014 hot. Lisa Welchel. Matt's gonna be like, okay, if you say so. Sports wrap coming up bottom of the hour, but Minnesota did win the NIT tonight over Larry Brown and SMU 65-63. Get you caught up with everything. We're talking Daniel Murphy and his little paternity leave from the New York Mets.
All right, telephone number 248-848-1130.
Barry in Bloomfield, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man back on the Fan. Hi, Barry.
Hi, how you doing? I'd like to ask, why, Rob, do you think that the journalists in this town will not call for Joe Dumars to resign or to be replaced? I mean, I love Joe as a person. I loved him as a general manager early on, but the last 5 years, the record speaks for itself.
Because let me stop you. Let me stop you real quick, all right?
Yeah.
I can name you 10 GMs in the NBA who have had their jobs for 30 years, 20 years. They've never won a championship. So when you talk about that, and I'm not saying that holds you forever. It looks like this is going to be the point. Either he's going to get fired or moved out of decision-making, or, you know, there's something that's going to happen this year, right? But that's why you don't call for – are you calling for Dave Dombrowski's job? He hasn't won a championship in 10 years here. They spent more money than anybody.
Yeah, but the difference is Dave Dombrowski's got the team in the playoffs. And
yeah, but they haven't won, and that's just my point. They haven't won. Tom Izzo's revered. He hasn't won in 14 years.
Yeah, but if you looked at ESPN today, they had a panel of sports writers, and they picked Joe Dumars as the worst front office man in the entire NBA. Now,
well, that's easy to say now.
Hey, Barry, I'm with
years,
you. Look,
5 years
look,
ago, he was the best.
I'll be the one, then. I'll hold the banner. I've already asked. I've said it's time for Joe to go. It's time for him to do something else, either go upstairs or leave the organization. Let's find a new guy. I'm good with it. I'm cool. Why other guys haven't done it? You have to ask them.
Okay.
I'm telling you why.
I'm with you.
I'm telling you why.
Six
I'm
years
why.
Is too long for me, and it's fine. Let's do it.
Yep. I agree.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it, man. I mean, it's not a matter of what you think. It's a matter he asked why hasn't anybody else
but
in
I'm
town.
Saying,
I don't know.
But
ask them.
But Mark, but I'm saying why.
Carlos, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMent back in the Fan. Hi, Carlos.
What's going on? I've been listening to you guys since I was 9 years old.
Oh, my.
Stop it. How old are you now?
He's 63.
I'm 26, you geezers. What are you talking about? I'm 26 years old now. It's been a long time.
Wow.
Definitely.
That would be 17 years ago.
I'm a little mad at you guys because it's like a couple of things I don't hear you say no more. I don't hear Pepper Tuesday. I don't hear nine, and I don't hear what Mark used to say. Baby oil, pack of smokes, and some issues.
I'll get around to it, Carlos.
Hey, we're getting there.
Wait a second. You took that from me at age 9?
I know you.
Hey, you know what? Yes. Like, I always used to say it, and even to this day, like, of course, like, what color panties you got on? Like, I don't tell chicks, like, hey, you want to
wait a minute, We got that.
What color pants you got on?
Oh, yeah.
I took that. I tell females, like, you want to know what color boxers I got on?
There you go.
Hey, you guys really corrupted me at a young age.
Oh, my Lord. That's unbelievable. Oh, my Lord.
Like the baby oil, a pack of smokes. That's
but, no, nah,
I'm sick.
I'm glad you guys are back on the radio. And just real quick, Joe D., you know what? These past 5 years is not his fault. Karen Davidson wanted him to make some moves. He's been handcuffed. But they will move him out because, you know, this is a franchise that's prestigious and they expect more. And it's important for this team, especially in the NBA, to be successful because if you think about it, Detroit, you can say what you will, but when our teams are good, they all sell out. Lions, Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons. Pistons had, they held the record for attendance for like dang near 8 years in the NBA. So they want this franchise to succeed because, like you say, the NBA is so watered down now because everybody wants to play with each other.
Right.
It's
hard to win. Let me tell you something. You'll probably never see a team like that team that won a championship in 2004 ever again.
And you won't see another team like the 89 Bad Boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Well, we know that.
Well, Carlos, first of all, you sound very adult. We appreciate you for listening since we were nine, and do not be a stranger.
Oh, of course not.
Hey, Carlos. Carlos, I'm telling you right now, we got new Park on the Man t-shirts coming out pretty soon, so be listening.
Hey, I will be listening, and I missed the club you had downtown, man.
Man, I appreciate that. Did you come down? Yeah?
I went one time, and then next week it was closed.
Yeah, well, we got out of it.
He's laughing. Goodbye, Carlos.
Thanks.
Thank you, man.
Good laughing at my club.
I don't care if we have to go over.
It was a bar, a sports bar.
I don't care if we have to go over or not, because this is one of our favorite people of all time. At least it's certainly one of mine, and he's calling in right
now.
Who's
this?
Ladies and gentlemen, the guy that I worked with in television for a number of years, Rich Fisher.
No!
Hey, I want a Parker and the Man t-shirt.
See?
Rich Fisher
wants a Parker and the Man t-shirt.
You know what, Rich?
Yeah.
First of all, it's great to hear you, first of all. And Mark will tell you, one of my greatest moments in my life, Mark, you were a part of it. Mark, please tell Rich.
I'm telling you, dude, as long as he lives, him on the set at Channel 50 with you and Amir and Mad Dog will be the all-timer.
Remember
of
that
his
night
life?
I anchored, I filled in, and I was sitting there on the set, and I'm looking, I'm saying, there's Amir makeups and Rich Fisher and Jim Mattis. And I'm sitting up here with them. I couldn't believe it.
I remember it well. And you were fantastic, Rob.
I appreciate that. Mark always said that.
He was so-so.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to call and say I'm so thrilled that you two are back on the air together. You haven't missed a beat. Both of you sound absolutely fantastic. And the sports scene needed Parker and the Man again.
Well, Rich knew I was at the other place. Right. In fact, he came over to see us over there at the in Garden City.
Yep.
And, you know, when that went by the boards, Rob and I got together to do some podcast things, and we said, let's see if see if there's still a little magic in that old hat.
And Rich, you know this, because you work with Mark. I'm going to tell you, a pro's pro, so easy to work with. It's so easy to work with Mark.
Oh,
that's right. It is.
Yep, it is. It is. But don't tell him I said that.
No, I won't.
No, I'm not even listening.
What? Who's
what?
On?
Who's that?
Who's this? Is this Bill Bonds? Who?
There you go.
Is this Jerry Hodak? Hey, Rich, let me tell the people out there again, and I'm serious. There is no finer newsman in this town than Rich Fisher. I mean, you did it for years, and the Flint people will still say the same thing about you up at Channel 12.
Well, that's very kind. I really, really appreciate that. That's nice to hear, but I'm too old. They don't want a guy my age anymore.
Oh, that's so – you know what? I don't even want to hear that.
Well,
I know.
Hey, Rich, ask all the people at Channel 7 they got rid of.
All your friends.
Well, everybody's gone from there.
There's a story behind all of that, but it's a long one.
No, I know. Rich, believe me.
Mark, you know the story.
Dude, they didn't all retire in a year and a half.
I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, hey, but Rich, you know what would be great? Is if one of these days we can go take a Tiger game, and I'd love to sit in the stands and have a hot dog and a beer with you. Seriously.
I'm going with you.
Anytime.
I'm serious. All right?
I'd love to do that, but Rob, would you bring Jamie with you?
Oh, yeah, we could bring Jamie, absolutely.
Little Jamie.
Little Jamie Edmonds, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to, I'll tell you about that.
Oh, my.
Hey, you know what? Hey. Then we might need the baby oil.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Lord. Hey, guys, either I Love Lucy or Hogan's Heroes.
All right, we got it for you.
And, Rich, do not be a stranger.
Yes, please.
I won't be, I promise.
And, Rich, I'm serious. I'm going to get your number from Mark. We will do the ball game. I'm serious, okay?
Do it. Please, I'd love to go.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, guys, thanks.
The great Rich Fisher, yes.
And you know what? That's appropriate.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the great Rich Fisher, he was just a terrific news for decades.
That was the first time I ever anchored the sports on the news, and you remember how excited I was.
And you can see me right now. I'm telling you, hand to you know where.
Yep.
Let me tell you, working with Rich, it doesn't get better. There are people maybe comparable, but there's nobody better, in my opinion, as a newsman, overall newsman, than Rich Fisher was. And I mean in any city I worked in. That's how good Rich is. Well, we could do this all. That's why I said I don't care if we went over. All right, coming up, sports wrap. What did Rich want to hear?
On the store?
Yes, I'm positive we'll do sports rap next.
Hogan's Heroes or I Love Lucy.
All right, we got about 26 minutes left of a TV theme song Thursday, only on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. Matt Shepard in the morning, don't forget that tomorrow at 7.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.